stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
The Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine releases issues bi-monthly committed to bringing you the very best content from experts around the globe.
With excellence as our standard, we know that you'll soon agree with our goal to become the number one online lifestyle magazine in the world within 24 months.
Our team has committed ourselves to making Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine a household name around the globe.
GLM is a tool created to add value to the lives of men and women globally.
And to reinforce the Jaguare lifestyle in which our brand represents,
ranging from family and relationships, faith and spirituality, success and personal development, business and finance, health, sports, entertainment and fashion, food and travel, education and technology.
To connect with either Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine or Jaguare Inc., visit their websites, JaguareLifestyle.com. That's G-I-G-A-R-E Lifestyle.com.
Hey, 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 Relationships 3D family, how y'all doing on this Relationship Sunday on Bashani Radio and worldwide, baby? Worldwide. I am Dr. Tersha, and I am on with my good friend, Dr. Vernette A. Joseph. What's happening, Dr. V?
Oh, you already know. It's on and popping Relationship Sunday. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Yep. Now, I had a question for y'all. I have a question for y'all because of some experiences that I have seen over the years, and it made me think. Are you afraid of yourself?
Hmm.
Like for real. Like for real. Are you afraid of you? You I'm trying to figure out how to word this. Are you afraid of who you are? Are you afraid of spending time alone and being with just yourself? Now, the reason why this came up, we were talking in a previous show about knowing yourself, not giving up who you are, but experiencing, you know, the person that you're with and sharing likes and dislikes and being open to experiences without losing yourself. While we were in that discussion, I thought about some people that I've known from my past. And it reminded me of a person who, since I've known them, and I've known them for almost 15 years now, to my knowledge, they have never not been alone. They have never been single for more than, I want to say, days. In
wow.
15 years. And I'm pretty sure that was not the first time. Like, that wasn't the start of it. So I'm going to assume that in their entire adult life, but all I can account for is the last 15 years. This person has never not been in a relationship. Now, you know, we can say the same thing about Dr. V, but Dr. V has been in one relationship with one person for that time, you know, for the entirety of that time, and has been in that relationship. So he's never not been alone in 20, 30 years, however many years that they've been together, but they've been in a relationship. This person that I'm thinking about has been in several relationships.
Hmm.
Now, why does that come up? That comes up for me because I feel like every person, man or woman, needs some alone time. Every person needs some time to figure out who they are, figure out what they like and don't like, and figure out what went right and what went wrong with the last relationship on their part. What part did you play in that? Figure that out. Even if you don't 100% figure it out, at least ponder on it, think about it, mull over it, come to some kind of conclusions so that you can start to figure out the patterns that you have and how you can modify those patterns so you don't get the same outcome. This person that I'm thinking about, when we first met, they were in one relationship, madly in love with that person. Got out of that relationship and within weeks was in another relationship, madly in love. Got out of that relationship within weeks, if that long. Actually, that third relationship, I don't think was weeks, because I think that they were forming a friendship while they were in the relationship, while that person was in the second relationship. You know, oh, you know, you're my best friend, you're a supporter, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if they ever crossed any lines. I never wanted to ask, because those were friends of mine, both of them. And next thing I know, they married. I lost touch for some years. Got back in touch with one of them, and that person was like, we're divorced. OMG, y'all divorced? For real? So I go look on the Facebook page of the other one. They already remarried. You doing the most. You doing the absolute most, because I know it wasn't that long that y'all was out of that relationship. So basically what happens is you are never clearing out the crap from your relationships when you starting something new. You have so much baggage that you've never, or to my understanding, you've never unpacked, because you've not been by yourself. Why? Why would you do that? I don't understand it. Now, mind you, I spend a lot of time alone. But I'm an only child. I like my alone time. I like, you know, doing things by myself. I like my peace. I think a lot. So there's that. I'm coming from that place. But to never not be in a position where I can just spend some time and grieve over the past relationship, grieve over the time that was spent in that relationship, grieve over the love that I had that I no longer have, or that they no longer have, and celebrate my singleness, celebrate this newfound me, celebrate the relations. I've never, you know, for me not to give myself that time is absolutely ludicrous to me. I don't understand it. So my first question would be, why? Why would you not give yourself that time? What is it that you're afraid of? I know I talked to one guy that I actually used to date. And when we started to date, he was, you know, he had baby mama drama, loved his kids, had to deal with the mother of his children, all of these things. Some years later, we reconnected. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Hadn't talked to you in a while. How's life? He got back with her. I said, why? He said, because I don't want to die alone. Wow. What are you so afraid of? What are you so afraid of? All right, Dr. V, talk to me. Shed some light on what you've seen, what you've been told. Like, shed some light on some of that for me.
I'll be honest with you. You know, when you take a moment to really pause for the cause, you start finding out that a lot of times people have excess baggage. You know, we've talked about this before. I'm not taking, you know, baggage from my previous trip on the new trip, right? I got to come back home and unpack, you know, wash my clothes, do what I need to do, repack for the necessities of the trip. Well, when you find people who are afraid of themselves, afraid of being alone, they always have excess baggage. You know, you move out of one relationship, you're jumping into the next, you haven't given yourself time to heal. You haven't given yourself time to take the sand out of your sandals from the beach, but now you're heading to, you know, a wedding. You can't show up at the wedding with your sandals, right, with all the sand in it. There's a different protocol now for the type of event that you're now heading to. But what happens is that's what people do. They carry dirty laundry, right? And they carry excess baggage into other relationships and then asking themselves, why didn't it work? Because you didn't purge, you didn't cleanse, and now you jumped in to fresh water with all that mud and muck on you. But you're expecting the water to just be pure.
Right.
And that's not how it works, folks. You've got to give yourself time. If it was an emotional event or death or whatever the case may be, got to give yourself time to deal with that. And then you got to ask yourself, who am I now? Right? Because I don't care who you are. I don't care how many relationships you've been in. Here's the real deal. If the relationship ended, you did have a part to play. Mm-hmm. And if you don't check what part you played and what you can do better or how you can get better, you're going to repeat it again. I call this not passing the test. And in this case, it's a relationship test. In another case, it's a financial test. In another case, it's a spiritual test. In another case, it's the plain old being lazy test, right? So ask yourself, am I afraid of myself? Have I taken time to do a self-analysis? Have I really looked in the mirror to see who's looking back at me? And if you haven't done that, you're not prepared to go deal with somebody else because you ain't dealt with yourself, right? So you mentioned that. I've seen it time and time again. You're hurt. You're broken. You're feeling down. But then you go try to connect to somebody else. You're bringing those bad vibes into another relationship. And if that person accepts you in that state and then you change, maybe you change for the better. Maybe they don't know who you are now because how they met you, you've changed. Maybe you change for the worse and you're spiraling down, right? So give yourself an opportunity, folks, to heal. And honestly, do you really know who you are? I've been through this. I don't want to go through this again. But before I move forward, let me see what part I played into getting to that state. Because when you initially get in a relationship, you really don't go in completely blind. You do have an idea of what you're doing. You do have an idea of where you want to go or where you would like this thing to go. Then if you got in the relationship, you had to agree on something, right? So when the relationship ends, does anyone ever go back and ask, what did we initially agree to begin with? See, these are the hard truths that people aren't willing to ask, Dr. T. Did I go in blind? More than likely you did. Did I ask the right questions? More than likely you didn't, right? Am I willing to go the distance? If you're saying it's over, more than likely you're not, right? And as simplistic as that sounds, these are principles and truths that will teach you how to be in a relationship. If you give up the moment that some, okay, all right, let me dive in a minute. If you are a person that runs every time things get tight, you'll never be in a relationship that's going to last. Because every day you wake up is not going to go exactly how you planned. You're not going to write out this nice little op and that's the way it's going to work for you. You're not going to get up and say all day, every day, this is what's going to happen for me and that's exactly how it's going to go down. If that was the case, everyone would be living in their fairy tale. Bottom line up front, right? So don't be the person who cannot, watch this, who cannot take what they dish out. Oh, man. That's a whole nother one by itself. Don't be the person who cannot take what they dish out. If you want to be hard on somebody about discipline and excellence, doggone it, you better be the most disciplined and excellent person there is. Right? Because what's good for the goose ought to be good for the gander, right? So put the microphone glass or the magnifying glass on yourself and stop looking so much at everybody else and really ask yourself, what about me? Do I even like myself? Mm-hmm. Watch this. I'm about to flip the script on y'all. Would you date yourself? I'm gonna pause right there, because many of you are already going through the hemmings of your mind. You saying, I don't even know, because you know yourself better than anybody else.
I don't know. Now. Let me pause you right there.
Go ahead. Let's talk.
Now, the knee-jerk reaction to that answer, to that question is, mm-hmm. Of course I date myself. I'm great. Of course I date myself.
Uh-huh. That's a
knee-jerk reaction. So the first thing is, don't just give a knee-jerk reaction. Don't just respond just because somebody's asking. Think mm-hmm. about it. Like, yeah. What are your views on this? You know, you say, I don't want somebody that's smoking in the house. Do you smoke in the house? Yeah, but I don't want nobody. Okay. Be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You smoke in the house. You can't say you don't want nobody else. You know, like, so the whole point is when y'all hearing him, be completely honest. You can't just respond without thinking about it. Mm-hmm. What are some of your core values in a mate? And then do you follow those core values? You don't follow those core values that you want in a mate, that will tell you whether or not you would date yourself. Not just saying, of course I date myself because I'm all that and everybody, shut up. Because you need to be honest with yourself. It don't matter to me one bit if you honest with me, because I don't really care. I care. But I'm not in a relationship with you. I don't have to live with you.
Yep.
To live with you, and somebody else has to live with you. So be completely honest. The other thing is, I don't forget what the other thing is. I done went off on that tirade.
You done got all caught up. That's what happened.
All caught up.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot what I was about to say, and it was great too. I remember, I was like, ooh, I'm gonna make these two good points right here.
Damn point. Put my 2 cents in. Go ahead.
I guess I only got 1 cent to put in right now. So
what they say, run tell that.
Huh? Well, I guess I'll run tell half of that because I can't.
But it is the truth. You know, when you look at it, Dr. T, that's really the dynamic of it. Initially, you would say, of course I would date myself. But no, truthfully, mm-hmm. when you really start breaking yourself down, you're like, I don't really know if I can deal with somebody exactly like me. Right? And I think we've even touched on that before in the show when we talk about do opposites attract, right?
Right.
So you start looking at things like that and just ask yourself those simple truths. Man, would I date myself? And if I did, would I like myself? Right? What can I change about myself? And that's what being a lifelong learner is all about, even in your relationships. Right. So if I'm asking somebody else to do something, am I willing to do it? Right? Especially as a leader. A leader don't ask you to do nothing that they wouldn't do or that they haven't already done. Right? So in relationships, that's what we got to do. Can you stand to be by yourself? That's the number one key right there. Can you stand to be by yourself? Because in actual honesty, you were created by yourself.
Mm.
I'm going to let that sit in for a minute. Now, of course, you were created to do big things. You were created to be a contributor. You were created to be a change agent, but you were created by yourself. Now, unless you were a twin, you know, you still came out first or second, whatever the case may be. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. At the end of the day, folks, do you like yourself?
Right.
And do you give people an opportunity to know the true you? this is making sense to you folks, because this is making a whole lot of sense to me. Matter of fact, I'm about to go evaluate myself right now. Be like, self, you're too black. Self, you need to get in the gym. Self, it's time to make some more money. Self, when's the next time you going on vacation? I'm about to evaluate, folks. I'm telling you. Listen here, America. I'm serious about this thing right here, okay? That's all I'm saying. And sometimes you just got to be real with yourself.
Right.
That's
right.
It.
Right.
That's it.
I'm still upset I can't think about what it was. I do know.
Well.
I do know it has something to do. So I'm just going to talk about what I do remember. One of the things that, one of the reasons why I paused you is because I've had a lot of patients who would come into my office or who would come into the school, and they would say they want to make certain changes. They want to do X, Y, and Z, but they really don't. They say that because that's the ideal, but they're not willing to do that. So I don't remember exactly how that tied in, but just, you know, you guys keep that in mind that, as I'd mentioned before, the automatic response is, this is what I want. This is what I like. This is what's going to happen. But if you don't actually sit down and reflect on it, you don't really know. You live with yourself all a day, every day. You are never not with yourself. But that doesn't mean that you necessarily spend time with yourself and think about who you are, discover who you are. So, you know, you have to learn whether or not you like every aspect of yourself. If you, you know, what is it that you don't necessarily like, or what is it that you fear? There was I think I'd mentioned this before, that I used to be a Young Life leader, and there was a young lady, we took some kids to camp, and the group leader, we had prayer or something, and then he told all the children, actually everybody, he told everybody to go somewhere on the campground alone. I mean, you had hundreds of kids there, and it was just silent, complete silence, because everybody had to go stand, sit, lay down, and just pray and be alone. And the one young lady that started crying, and I'm like, why are you crying, my dear? Why are you crying? And she said, because I'm afraid of being by myself. Are you afraid of yourself? Are you afraid of being alone? Are you afraid of dying alone? Why do you think that at your age you're going to die alone just because you're not with somebody right this moment? Why do you have that fear? That is the thing that you need to explore. Those are the questions that you need to explore. Along with, what is it that has happened in my previous relationships that have contributed or caused them to end? How have I made that happen? What can I do to improve myself, so that I am a better version of me? Not so that you can be a different person, but so that you can be a better version of yourself. Those are some of the questions that you need to ask yourself. What are some of the other questions, specific questions that they can ask themselves, Dr. V?
Why is it important for me to be me? What do I bring to the table that nobody else can? How am I gonna make a difference in this world? The core one that I think everybody kind of uses is, who am I and why am I here? If you could answer some of those simple questions, you're on your way to making big things happen. I mean, I know it's so simple that it almost begins to be complex. Like, that can't be it. That can't know. Some of the biggest things that ever happens in life starts with simplicity. So that's what I would say, Dr. T. I mean, it's very simple. Who am I? What am I here to do? Why am I here? You know, how do I make the world a better place? What's next? How can I add to this situation or whatever the case may be? Because at the end of the day, can you imagine what life would be like if everybody was the exact same? We'd be like doggone robots. So your spice that you bring to the jambalaya, or your twang that you bring to the lemonade, it's very important, folks. And you got to be okay with that. But guess what? If you don't bring your twang, the lemonade don't taste the same. Right? If you don't add your spice, the jambalaya may be bland.
We can't have that.
Right? I mean, so whatever it is, whatever that thing is that you can really resonate with, just do it. Just do it. And find that you bring something to the table that nobody else can. Now, is there anything new under the sun? No. But because it's you, it's different. Mm-hmm. Because it's you, it's different. So be the best different that you could be. Stand out. Enjoy that spotlight, right? I'll never forget, you know, before going abroad, people loved accents. And I'm like, why do you love accents so more? Because it's different. So just be different and enjoy it, right? Because, hey, have you ever been in a place where it's like you're a phenomenon? I'm the only black bald head dude up in this piece. No, that's not a bad thing. It should be, I'm the only black bald head dude up in this piece, right? So enjoy life. Live it to the fullest. Stop utilizing the measuring stick to only find negative and start measuring it for positive stuff. And when you do that, you will like who you are. You will find yourself being okay being alone sometime. Everybody needs some alone time. Can't be around everybody all the time, right? So at the end of the day, folks, enjoy being you, authentically, genuinely you. Maximize that time. Be the best version of you possible, because there's going to come a time where you're no longer here. So you might as well live it to the fullest, folks.
All right. And on that note, I just have one thing to say. One business coach that I follow on social media, and I can't even remember who it is, they said, talking about being unique and not wanting to repeat things that other people have, basically not feeling like they are unique. It said, how many recipe books are there out there? How many different types of chocolate chip cookie recipes are there? It's like, you know, you think about it. There's a whole lot of them. How many people writing books on how to make chocolate chip cookies? It's a whole lot of them. Mm-hmm. Do we really need another book on how to make chocolate chip cookies? Probably not. All the books out there that have ever been made, we probably don't need another one. But it won't be the last time somebody writes a book about how to make a chocolate chip cookie. Mm-mm. My recipe and your recipe might be completely different. Mm-hmm. It might be exactly the same. The difference is my passion for chocolate chip cookies is different from your passion for chocolate chip cookies. My background story and my background with these chocolate chip cookies is different from yours. The language that I speak, if I have a book in English on chocolate chip cookies and you have a book in Portuguese on chocolate chip cookies, it's the same recipe, but you got a whole different language, right? I'm talking in frilly girly language and you're talking in hard masculine language. That's completely different. It's the same recipe, but it's completely different. So don't be afraid to share your chocolate chip recipe, your chocolate chip cookie recipe with the world, because your recipe and my recipe may be the exact same recipe, but how we deliver it, our passion behind it, how we speak about it, completely different. So never be afraid to bring your chocolate chip cookie recipe to the world. Get yourself some alone time. Get to know yourself. Don't be afraid of being alone with you so that you can clear out some of the old baggage, get rid of some of the old crud and crap from previous relationships or previous things that you've heard in your life, and learn something new about yourself, experience some new things, and give yourself some time to be alone so that you can heal and bring something new to the next one. And on that note, that is the end of this week's Relationship 3D Relationship Sunday on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio. We are worldwide. People, look here. We are worldwide, like for real. We're on every streaming device that you can think of, every app that you can think of. And if there is an app that you're not, you need to prove us wrong and let me know so that we can figure out how to get on it. You need to do. And since we're on that, we're opening up for sponsors. If you want to sponsor the show, if you want to advertise on the show, if you want your message, your product, your name to be worldwide, holla at us. Let us know so we can put you on. We can get you on this Relationship Sunday because it's on and crack-a-lackin'. It's on and popping. And, you know, we want a partnership. We want to partner with you. So hit us up. Let us know. And everybody else, think about it. If you have a business or a product, think about it. This is Relationships 3D. We are in Relationship Sunday, and we will talk to you each and every Sunday. Join us next week on Relationships 3D. Take it easy, everybody.
All right. Enjoy.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.